stations are out of gas. North Carolina, where 7.5% of the stations have run out. In Georgia, where 5.2% of the stations are reportedly empty as of Tuesday afternoon, according to Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy. Go ahead. Your thoughts, sir.
Well, this is kind of weird because the mainstream media says, oh, it's not real. But the last couple of days, I've been watching people show up with gas cans, 5-gallon gas cans, and just load their vehicles with them, So you got that. It's kind of like the toilet paper fiasco.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
However, this could be fixed. And I talked about this on the show yesterday. Our infrastructure is completely weak.
Right.
The first thing, here's the thing. You want to beat America, and this sucks. Everybody knows it, so I'm not like giving away a secret. You go after our electrical infrastructure.
Yes.
Our pipeline infrastructure. When people say, well, what, cyber warfare, what can they really do? Well, we have a gas shortage right now. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to go to the conspiracy world here in a second. Some people believe that this is being done on purpose, so they can take over people's ability to move freely.
I agree.
Now you're a conspiracy guy from day one.
Well, I'm a knower.
Okay, conspiracy. What is your idea about gas shortages and people not being able to go places?
Well, here's the thing. We don't really, in my mind, we don't really have a shortage. I've talked to truck drivers that say that there's no shortage. There's been plenty of fuel in reserve in Texas.
Oh, we got fuel.
Yeah.
The problem is getting the fuel to those places is compromised now because Colonial Oil was hacked.
Yeah.
They hacked them, they changed everything around.
But it did. It changed a lot. But I still say that there's got to be ways around the computer part.
You'd think so. And
you go back to old technology ways of doing it.
But then they don't have control.
But that's the thing. That's what they want. Control.
The control.
That's the mechanism that makes them rich.
Correct. That is really scary to me.
It is.
To be able to shut down a pipeline. And folks, I want you to pay attention to this for, everybody out there that hates oil pipelines. Virginia is getting shut down right now because they don't have any gas. Okay. Imagine if people can't get to work. What are you going to do?
Yeah, you're going to lose your job.
Well, you're not just going to lose your job. There's going to be less money in your local community. I mean, that could touch off some serious stuff. Gas shortages, people not being able to get places, not being able to go to the doctor, not being able to go to the grocery store, not being able to go to work. That's when people start getting pissed off. Now here's the thing. They were hacked into. The hack's over. They fixed it. Why isn't there gas right now? You know what I'm saying? It's fixed. It's over. Now I think that we have some computer problems. Maybe we have some degenerates that aren't doing their job. But if you remember, SolarWinds got hacked.
Yeah.
Every single piece of information that was classified in America has been compromised.
Yeah.
Flat out. But here's the funny thing. The elections can't be hacked, but gas pipelines can, and electrical grids can, and nuclear facilities can.
Anytime you're dealing with computers, anything can be hacked.
Yes. Does that bother you at all? That we're that weak in our
infrastructure. It does bother me. We're America, we were a country founded on being strong.
Right.
And to show that's showing weakness.
It is.
I believe.
I think so.
At the top.
Yeah. And
it's not us, the people. It's not we, the people.
Right.
It's the people at the top.
Yeah, well, it bothers me. And here's the thing. The conspiracy theorists are saying that the price is going to go up and it's going to stay up. Now, they're saying next week we will have the highest gas prices maybe ever, and I don't know if it's going to go that far, but maybe ever in the United States of America. What do you think of that?
Well, $100 fill up. I wouldn't want to see that.
I remember those days. I literally do.
Yep.
I remember under Obama.
Yep.
I was running the power washing company, and the cost to do business, that's what people don't really get. They'll see a little bit at the gas pump, but what they don't understand is when you see a little bit at the gas pump, it reflects in everything else you're buying.
Yeah.
Then you put on top of that regulation, like small business strangling regulation of what you can or can't do. Yeah.
And I can throw a small sample size in there, like give your business as an example.
Sure.
I'm sure it was just like this. You would go fill the tank up in the truck.
Right.
Because you probably have more than one truck.
Right.
Okay. How many trucks? Two or three?
We were running 13.
13 trucks. Had to fill them up.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably $100 each or more.
Right.
Okay. Then you got to do the drive time.
Right.
I'm sure some of your drive times were an hour away.
Yep.
Some were 2 hours away. Some were 3 hours away. 4 hours. That adds up quick.
Oh, it adds up a lot. And then it costs more to get your chemical.
Yeah.
The chemical costs more because it costs them operational costs. So everything starts to cost more.
And not only that, you're driving a truck. A truck eats gas more than a car.
It does. It does. And, you know,
especially if you're hauling stuff.
Well, your employees want more money right away.
Yeah.
Because they're spending more money to get to work.
You're probably spending close to, and it sounds ridiculously close and crazy, but I'm going to say close to $45,000 to $5,000 a day.
We were somewhere in there. I know. Yeah. I put it this way. You ever heard of Conway Trucking?
I have.
Okay. They're not Conway anymore. But at that time, I did 5 of their yards from Chicago to Minneapolis. Okay. One day. And that day with trucks, people paid, it was $18,000. And then what really sucked is you had to wait 45 days to get your money back. So I was eating peanut butter and jellies by the time we got paid for the other side.
Wow.
But no, I think that something needs to be done. I think people need to recognize that it's a real danger.
It is.
If you can't get gas, here's the thing. If you can't get gas, if there's a gas shortage, not that it costs so much, but if there's a shortage, how do you get medicine where it needs to go? How do you get food where it needs to go?
Exactly. You got people that rely on medicine, such as yourself, your diabetes.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd do if I couldn't get my insulin. You know?
What it'll do, it's going to cause a lot of death, a lot of strife.
It could. You know, I hate going to worst case scenario right away, but it could.
But if you think about it, it all makes sense with Agenda 2130. Oh, I'm a conspiracy.
Well, I'm going to say something, and tell me this, because this really gets me. Hello, Sarah. It bothers me. I saw a story yesterday. The Republicans are coming out, and they're very angry with Joe Biden because his plan to bring people back to work, which I don't think was ever a plan to begin with. It just is happening organically.
Yeah.
What they're saying is women or mothers in particular, it's taking too long to get them back in the workforce, and they're spending too much time at home with their children.
Wow.
That angers me to no end.
And that's the Republican Party?
This is the new Republican Party. You remember when the Republican Party stood for family values and things like that? Guess what? We don't have a party in America that does that anymore.
They're out the window.
Yeah.
Just like the original Democrat Party.
Right.
It's out the window. It was out the window back in the 60s.
Let me simplify this for everybody. Politicians, bad.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Working class people and citizens, good.
Yes. Politicians, crap on the good.
The working class citizens.
Yeah. It's hump day. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm tired of people being like, oh, why you got to be so cynical about politics? Because they suck. I'm not
PC. Well, you want PC? Go to DC.
That's right. Because that's the only place you're going to get it. And then, you know, it's tongue in cheek. It's back brow beating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're everything we hate.
Yep.
Okay. Anyways, that's enough about politics. Check this out.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. Latest internet fad.
Yeah, latest internet fad has people eating rotten meat to get high.
Oh, wow.
Now, what do you think? I mean, we watched the Tide Pods, right?
Yeah. They're not very meaty, I'm sure.
We watched the, you know, one of the funniest memes of all time, the video meme. And I shouldn't even laugh at it. I'm probably going to go to hell for laughing at it. But when they're doing that stupid thing where they get out of their car and they're dancing.
Yeah.
And, you know, that one girl gets out and starts dancing and then a car, smack. You know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Right.
That's what I say. However, this is taking it to a new level. It says, how would you even get past the gag reflex to try this out? Okay. I can't eat rotten meat. Can you?
No.
Internet fads and memes are usually pretty harmless, but sometimes they cross into genuinely dangerous territory. For example, take the Tide Pod eating thing that plagued social media some time back. But this latest thing leaves Tide Pods in the dust. It's not only potentially more dangerous, but also infinitely more disgusting. Apparently, some people have gotten it in their heads that it is a good idea to eat raw, spoiled meat. And we're not talking about steak that went old a couple days ago either. This is about the meat that is in advanced stages of decomposition. We're talking about meat that's green and brown and swarming with bacterial colonies. You know, the genuinely rotten stuff that wouldn't look out of place in a death metal album cover. Some of these people claim that they just prefer their meat a little bit decomposed. They said that it just tastes better that way. But others are after a special kind of high that you can get from this high meat, as they call it. Reportedly, the rotten meat produces a sense of euphoria after consumption.
Weird.
I'm going to try something that I did, and I want to see if this works. Oh, look at that. Okay. What are your thoughts?
Totally weird.
Where do people come up with this?
I don't know. I'm at a loss for words on this one because,
You know, the Doctor Who music?
Yeah.
It'd go perfect right with this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It would.
I mean, I remember people doing dumb stuff.
Right.
Okay. But there's two things that stick out in my mind as the dumbest things that I have ever heard people do. Have you ever heard of bug catching?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Let me explain to you what bug catching is. It's a phenomenon in more of the super progressive parts of America. And it's usually the LGBTQ community, and it's usually male.
Huh.
Okay. So they have these clubs where HIV dudes get together and they have orgies. Okay. But what they do is just regular guys that don't have HIV, and then they'll throw one in to get that, like, I escaped that. What do you call that? They literally will have an orgy and they're called bug catching clubs. You can belong to one, and then they will find a guy that has HIV, and these guys actually go get tested to tell you how, you know, potent their HIV is.
Yeah.
And then they go have unprotected sex to see if one of them catches HIV. It's called bug catching. Is that not the most dastardly, sick, disgusting thing that you've ever heard in your life?
Oh, my gosh. I think I'd rather go party with the people at Best Buy out in the desert.
You'd rather go trick-or-treating at Chainsaw Massacre's house?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Do that stuff.
You'd rather eat gas station sushi?
I'd rather drink gas.
I mean,
geez, you have a better chance of surviving.
You'd rather go shopping with OJ at a kitchen appliance store?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All these things, and this is right up there. Bug catching, eating rotten meat, yeah. Tide Pods, at least they're clean.
To clean them out.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
It seems like the degradation of the society that we live in is slipping underneath the sewer.
Where has our society gone just in the last 10 to 15 years?
And here's the thing. What's wrong with these people? They have to eat rotten meat to get high. Don't they know any local weed slingers?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Go get some weed.
Yeah, go get your ganja.
Don't get us sick. And
no.
What they said, bacterial colonies. Bacterial war machines. You know, if a piece of meat has degraded that far, it's dangerous. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. There's something wrong with people.
I'm telling you.
Okay. We've both been parents for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. We go from one extreme to the other. Let's talk about some goodness with the kid that's a little mischievous, okay? 4-year-old boy buys 918 SpongeBob ice lollipops for $2,600 on Amazon. You know how he did it?
Wow.
He got his mom's credit card.
Stole it.
Stole his mom's credit card, but he's only 4 years old.
Wow.
So what do you do to a 4-year-old? I mean, you know, he's going to have a hot ass. And he's going to get put in a corner.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't ground him.
Right.
You know, 4 years old, he may or may not have a video game.
Right.
But this is one of those moments. I mean, it's $2,600, But this is one of those moments that I'm like,